here's the drive right here. It doesn't show it on this picture, but my building, my little house, I built it. It's right there. And then the parking, I showed you in that picture, you know, with the little car right there. In the house, the way it is right now, the house actually serves as a barrier for the parking area. So that the one neighbor that I have is over here. And where the house is, I'm 68 feet from the property line and 112 feet from his house. And I've talked to him about it. And he and I, there's another neighbor on the other side of him. We meet and tell tall tales almost every afternoon. And they didn't seem to be too concerned, but they don't want, you know, to hear a lot of noise and be impacted in any way. The house is so small, and according to your regulations, that it's... I can rent it to two people, which is basically what I want. I've been in the construction industry a long time, and I own this piece of land, and I built this little house the way I want it. And I got far too much money in it to not take real good care of it. But I really enjoy going down there and working. And so all the impact in from the lot is 110 feet along that access parallel to Y Highway. And all the impact is going to be within 50 feet of the south property line. I'm going to rent those people, my guess, the parking, the deck, and the house. The rest of the lot, you know, is mine, and I don't want any impact of the neighbors. As you can see, we're right across the street from the lake, the fishing area, and the bike hiking path. So I think, you know, it's a real good location, and I feel really lucky to be here and to own that piece of property.
So if I'm a first-time renter, how hard is it to find that location? Where's the means of egress into that, Scott? Can you zoom out a little bit?
There. See, you'll see, if you're the first-time renter, you'll see that there's a lift station right here. And you go past the fence, and then there's a sign there that says private drive right off of...
But how do you gain access to that location? What's the major highway?
Y Highway.
You take Y Highway to Smith Lane and immediately turn right.
City of Forsyth here, and then Y Highway makes this big looping circle, comes back out to Shadrock Park. Here's Power Site Dam. And this little green is our subject property right there.
Well, thank you. Any specifics for the applicant before?
If I remember right, you were just going to try to rent the fishermen.
Yeah.
There's plenty of places there to park the boat.
Yep. Yeah. There is another access up on off of Lakeview Drive onto that lot. It's actually platted as two lots, and I'll build another unit up there. But they could park a boat up there without impacting the neighbors or anybody.
Any other questions for the applicant?
Public input.
Yeah. Is there anyone here for the application that wants to speak for the application? Anyone here that wants to speak that is opposed to the application? Seen none. Any other discussions among the members? Of all the applications that come before us, it's a little unusual in the size and location, but doesn't seem to be a major impact in the community.
I'll make a motion that we approve it.
We've got a motion to approve the application as presented. We've got a motion and a second. Any further comments or questions? All those in favor of approving the application, raise your hand and say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Next on the agenda, we've got One Missouri JT Venture LLC, 8 office warehouse units at 1527 Bee Creek Road.
Case number 1932 is One Missouri JT Venture LLC seeking Planning Commission approval of a Division 3 permit to allow 2 warehouse office buildings to be located at 1527 Bee Creek Road, Branson. Applicant has submitted an engineered site plan that includes placement of structures, stormwater detention basin, and parking. The applicant will demolish the existing structure and build 2 warehouse office buildings, one building that will have 5 units, 1,000 square feet each, and a second building that will have 3 units, 1,000 square feet, each unit with a laundromat that may occupy one of the units. Property to the north is Bee Creek Office and Storage LLC. Property to the west and south is Branson Estates Apartments. Property is served by Public Water District Number 3 in the City of Branson's Sewer for Wastewater. Project received a total score of 14 on the Western Taney County Division 3 Relative Policy Score Sheet. The subject property is there, shaped like that, and there's their... with the entrance here and then one entrance off of Bee Creek, stormwater detention there. And I just took some photos. There's the structure that's going to be done away with. Looking south to the apartments. This property actually sits a little bit higher. And then, does anybody have any questions about the staff recommendations for the decision of record?
Don't believe so. Anything you want to add to Scott's?
Just in summary, this is the same drawing I handed to you last month. The property is located about halfway down Bee Creek Road, east of Highway 65. The intended use of the property, office warehouse, is compatible with adjacent development. Within 600 feet, we have many storage units, auto repair shop, a church, a heating and air conditioning company with outside storage, apartments, Boys and Girls Club. The property itself is about 3/4 acre. Scott said there are 2 existing structures on it. The plan is to demolish the 2 structures and add 2 new structures. There is a primary drive entrance off of Bee Creek Road right now. We plan to utilize that entrance. It's right across from Wabash Lane. There is a secondary access via an easement on the adjacent parking lot to the south. We would like to maintain that just in case it's necessary. We plan to minimize site grading. There's already been some site grading on the property as evidenced in the photos. We want to work with the existing topography as much as possible because we already know there's solid rock out there. The property is served by public utilities. We have a 10-inch diameter gravity sanitary sewer main running down Bee Creek Road, a 4-inch diameter public water supply district number 3 water main running along our side of the road. The property is currently served by White River Valley Electric Company, but the new buildings will be served by Empire District Electric, and they have overhead lines along the north property line. At this point in time, I'd be happy to answer any questions you have.
Any questions? I would agree that's what you brought to concept. You had a very organized presentation that you brought to concept that was refreshing to see. So do we have anybody in the audience that wants to speak for the application? Anyone opposed to the application that wants to speak? Well, we've only got one left, so I guess they're all for the last public hearing. Hearing that we have none for or against, it's back to the Planning Commission. Any further questions for the applicants or someone want to entertain a motion?
I'll make a motion to approve as presented.
We have a motion to approve as presented.
Somebody else second that one.
We got a second over here. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, raise your hand, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you.
Thank you for your time.
Yeah,
commend you on getting all your 29 parking spaces in there.
I think that was the sixth option, so thank you very much. Good night.
All right. Last but not least, we've got Mark Still and 100 single-family homes on 20 acres, 6324 State Highway 165.
Mark Still seeking Planning Commission approval of a Division 3 permit allowing development of 100 single-family homes on 20 acres to be held in condo-style ownership to be used for whole ownership, nightly rental, or timeshares located at 6324 State Highway 165 Hollister. The proposed development includes two parcels totaling 20.4 acres in size. Property will be served by a private well for water and Taney County Regional Sewer District for wastewater. Parcel to the north is a 15-acre parcel with no structures. Properties to the west are occupied residential lots, and the properties to the east are five occupied lots in the Cedar Acres subdivision, and the properties to the south is Siesta Cove subdivision. Property received a total score of 19 on the Western Taney County Division 3 Relative Policy Score Sheet. And this is his submitted concept drawing. But I'll let him address. Our parcels are here, and I'll pull them up on the beacon. Of course, our decision of record, since it's a Division 3, it doesn't have the general guidelines that come with a special use, but it does have these guidelines for stormwater management, land grading, sediment and erosion control. Division 2 permits were required for each applicable structure. And then we get into our nightly rental regulations. So I'd turn it over to the applicant.
Good evening.
Good evening. Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. My name is Mark Still with Columbia Construction Services. This project will consist of 100 condominium units on 20.4 acres. They are anticipated to be 4 to 6 bedroom units that can be used for whole ownership, nightly rental, or timeshare. This is a self-contained project. The only entrance will be off of State Highway 165. The Missouri Department of Transportation has determined that a turning lane will not be necessary for the project. You have an email from Chad Zickafoos with MoDOT to that effect. We have also met on site with Dusty Sears of MoDOT. There are currently two entrances to the property from Highway 165. MoDOT prefers that we use the existing entrance to the west as it meets current requirements for site distance, while the east entrance, Ingalls Lane, does not meet current MoDOT guidelines, and we are certainly willing to work with MoDOT to ensure a safe means of entrance and exiting. The project will have no impact on traffic into Poverty Point, or more specifically onto Dale Avenue to the west. Overflow parking will be designated in multiple locations, primarily in the northeast and southeast portions of the property in accordance with Taney County development guidelines. Sewer is available through the Taney County Regional Sewer District. We have met with Brad Albritton of the school sewer district, and our intention is to gravity the sewer and then tie into the sewer district force main to the west. A private well and water tower will be constructed on the north side of the property based upon engineering and DNR approval. As to buffering, we are proposing to utilize the existing natural trees and vegetation on the south, east, and portions of the west side of the property to create a 25-foot natural vegetative buffer according to the requirements of the Taney County Development Guide. As this condominium project is self-contained, with access only from State Highway 165, buffered according to Taney County development guidelines, with available public sewer, ample space for overflow parking, and a private water system to be approved by the Missouri Department of Natural Resources, we respectfully ask for your approval. We'd be happy to answer any questions you may have. Thank you very much.
Refresh my memory. What's the parking lot there to the west of the property?
Scott can address that, but I believe there's it's a storage unit.
This one?
And
yeah,
that's storage.
Okay,
those are storage units. I don't have access to pictometry right now, or I'd zoom in and we'd look at it.
Okay,
yeah, it's off.